You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
Every day on the news, you hear more and more about the COVID pandemic and how now the CDC thinks that you should be getting your booster shot if you've already gotten the vaccine to help keep the spread down. So the shot isn't enough now. But I'm sure those who have a fear of needles, this is the worst news ever because you had to work yourself up maybe to get that first shot. And now they're saying you might have to get a second or a third. So if you're in that group, you'll be happy to hear that researchers in California are working on a way to eat your booster instead of injecting it.
Okay. All right. I like where they're going.
So scientists believe that with a bit of work, they can genetically produce plants that could contain the vaccine in plant cells.
What?
So you could grow the vaccine in like a field instead. There's still work that needs to be done on finding out how many servings of veggies it would take to get the right dose needed to fight the virus.
But and why veggies? Put it in something good like fruit, you know? Like
or a can of Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, like, come on. If you got this kind of science and you're wasting it on broccoli?
Well, they're trying it on spinach and lettuce.
No!
Lettuce isn't that bad.
But if it's made possible, this way of delivering the medication would make it possible to keep the vaccine at room temperature. It would also be easy to deliver. You wouldn't have to worry about, like, keeping glass bottles from breaking or keeping them in medicine cabinets or all that kind of stuff.
Is there any way to get it into milk duds? Like, yeah. Again, you can keep those at room temperature. They're delightful. You can get your thing while you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like, you can take that up with the scientists.
Okay, maybe I'm overreaching. Like, candy's too difficult. Put it in corn. Then we can pop it, and we can have all kind of or even cream corn. I like cream corn. Just something other than broccoli or spinach and lettuce.
I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. I think I could see this becoming like a, what do you call them?
Homeopathic?
No, like a conspiracy theory.
Oh yeah.
People are saying, are they putting it in our veggies and we don't even know it? Are we eating it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, this is going to open up a whole new can of worms. Because we've done so well at handling everything up to this point. Well, good luck to all of us.
One and done.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and very few people are blessed to have as many millennials in their life as I am. And I have two millennials in my life that are on opposite ends of the millennial spectrum. Betty Rock is one of the older millennials, while Gavin just kind of sneaks in at the end of the millennials, not quite Gen Z. And so I'm real curious about this. There is a list of things that terrified millennial children, probably things their parents told them. So I'm curious about some of these things and where you guys fall on these. Gavin, I know, is scared of everything.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't matter what generation he was in, something would have scared him. So, here's the question. Here's the way we do one and done, okay? I have this top 10 list. You just have to tell me between two things which is higher on the list, which came in closer to the number one thing that freaked out millennial children that are actually harmless, okay? So, here we're going to set the bar. We're going to find the number one thing right now. Which of these things was higher on the list? Betty Rock, do you think the Bermuda Triangle being the most mysterious and massive concern, or thinking that if you're turning the car light on inside the car while you're driving, it will crash immediately?
I feel like in school, the Bermuda Triangle was really talked about a lot between me and teachers, but also me and other students as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
At your Christian school, did they call it the Devil's Triangle?
Yes.
They did?
Yes, because you can't. But we also said it country, too. Bermuda.
Bermuda. The Bermuda. Where's Bermuda? When I was a kid, they called it the Devil's Triangle.
Oh.
But then I guess, you know, I don't know, the devil had a good PR guy and was like, hey, I don't like that. Yeah. It's kind of painting me bad. Like,
right.
Can we call it the Bermuda Triangle? Because that's kind of where it is.
But as a kid, you always thought, man, like, it's really out there, and yeah. I could disappear, and you think it's so easy to get to, and now you're like, it wasn't that big of a concern.
I have sailed through a corner of the Bermuda Triangle.
What?
Yep, with my dad, we were sailing.
You're still here.
Almost. Open ocean, heading to the Bahamas, because it dips down into there, and we were going across there in his sailboat. Nice day, everything's fine. Vicious storm out of nowhere. Hail. The boat is up and down. My dad made me go below, and I had to stay below while he sailed the boat in this huge storm. Freaky. And so I'm not even a millennial, and I was like, okay, that thing kills. Like,
did you know you were in it?
Yeah. He told me.
Are you
probably
lying?
Not good. No, honest, truthful, true story. It scared me to death as a kid.
Well, now I'm getting scared again.
All right, Gavin, what do you say? Bermuda Triangle or light on in the car?
Oh, I remember my dad actually telling me not to turn my backlight on in the car because, like, it makes it harder for me to drive.
You can't see, yeah. Okay.
I was worried about crashing, so I kind of think it might be that.
You know what? One of those is the number one answer. One is the number eight answer.
Ooh.
Apparently, people fear the Bermuda Triangle the most.
I knew it.
All right, so that is the bar. It has been set. The Bermuda Triangle is the most massive concern for children that were millennials, but it's, I don't know if it's harmless, but they say it's
a big deal.
You've been there.
I get it. I know. It was raging. So here we go. You're going to get two choices. You have to tell us which one you think came in higher or closest to the Bermuda Triangle as a concern for millennials. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do this kind of quickly here because that's the way the game goes. You get one shot at it, and if you get it right, you win a prize. If you miss it, I hang up on you almost without even any pleasantries. Just boom, boom, boom. It's fast pace, 855-33-WAY-FM. Are you a millennial by any chance, Emma?
I'm not. I'm actually a Gen Zer.
All right. Well, let's see how your fears transfer into this. Your choices are thinking that you'd go to prison if you ripped the tag off a pillow or a mattress, or being horrified that your shoe could get stuck in an escalator. Which of those two things came in higher on the list of worries for millennial children?
You said worrying that your shoelace would get stuck in an escalator?
Yep.
Or your shoe. Okay. I would say that one because I actually did worry about that when I was a kid.
Okay. Do you remember the rules, how I said if you get it right, you win a prize, and we all celebrate, and if you get it wrong, I hang up on you real quickly with no pleasantries?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got it wrong. It was actually that they'd go to prison if they ripped the tags off a pillow or mattress.
I know.
I remember having a mattress and one tag like hanging on barely by thread, and I was like, I'm not touching that thing.
If I knock that off, do I go to prison, Mom?
Right.
Oh, I forgot. I got to hang up on Emma. Sorry.
Bye, Emma.
Oh, once again, I hate that. But those are the rules. But I do think we have time for one more round, and we'll do that in 10 on the Wally Show. Well, here we go. We're going to give you a list of two things, and you have to tell us which of these two things came in higher on this top 10 list of things that terrified millennial children that are actually harmless. Quicksand being a prevalent life hazard, or worrying if they swallowed a seed, a plant would grow inside them.
Quicksand. Gotta be the quicksand.
Really? I didn't know that was such a big thing. I had always heard the seed in your stomach would grow into something.
I would agree with Jess because I feel like it came from cartoons. You know, Looney Tunes, I feel like it was always someone's gonna fall in quicksand. And so it was a big deal. And then you find out, actually, quicksand isn't always accessible, you know?
Yeah, it's not just everywhere you walk. And it's not that quick. It's kind of misleading. It's slow sand, I think, would have been a better name for it. But again, I digress. I am so sorry. No, millennials worried more that if they swallowed a seed, a plant would grow inside of them.
That's odd.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but now I have to do what I don't want to do, and that is hang up on you quickly and mercilessly. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jess.
Bye, Jess.
Bye, guys.
Oh, it never gets any easier. I hate it. But good news is, Katie, you're up. All you have to do is tell us which of these two things came in higher on this top 10 list of things that terrified millennial children. Are you a millennial by any chance?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, this should help you. I mean, just tap into all your fears and see which one would be worse here. Okay, thinking that a ceiling fan would fall on you if you left it on while sleeping. Did not know that was a thing. Or worrying that if you swallowed gum, it would stay in your stomach for 7 years. Bigger fear, which one?
Ooh, probably the gum.
Katie, is this something as a kid that you worried about?
Not really. I actually worried about the other one more, but I know people talked about the swallowing gum a lot more when I was a kid.
Really? So you're going against your gut here.
But I think you should, Katie, because I heard more about the gum situation than the fan situation. I still won't swallow gum because I fear it's going to, like,
or
stay
sleep
in my
under
stomach.
A fan. Like,
that's true. I'm just a hot mess.
I actually had a fan almost fall on me when I was sleeping when I was younger. So.
Oh, my word. This is just reassuring me that all my childhood fears are a reality.
They're all valid. Well, you know what? Gum being swallowed came in higher than the ceiling fan, so you actually won that. Nicely done, Katie. You can call your mom now and say, look, Mom, all my fears have finally paid off.
She'd be very proud of me.
Well, yes, she would. And I appreciate you playing our little one-and-done game here on The Wally Show.
Thank you.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
So Octavia Spencer, she's one of my favorite actresses. She's talented and funny, but recently she felt the need to apologize for a joke she made. And I understand that on a certain level.
I feel like that's been happening a lot lately where actors are seeing things that they've done, and before anybody can point it out to them, yeah, they're taking the bull by the horns before anyone can say.
I think that might have happened to her because she made a joke after Britney Spears announced her engagement to that guy Sam, and fans flooded her comments like with congratulations, but then also about protecting her assets, you know, because no one knows much about him, and she's wealthy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so Octavia Spencer wrote, make him sign a prenup. And so, I mean, again, a stereotype joke that it's made all the time. So that was literally like kind of the extent of it.
Well, and it sounds like that's exactly what Britney's fans were saying too.
Right. So I don't know if it was backlash or if she just reflected on it and felt bad. Like, Rock, you've told me that you've said things and then at night reflected on it and thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that was her. Because then she posted a really nice picture of Britney and Sam and wrote on Instagram, y'all, a few days ago, Sam and Britney announced their engagement. And me being me, I made a joke. My intention was to make them laugh, not cause pain. I've reached out to this lovely couple privately to apologize and now want to restore just a smidge of the happiness they were robbed of. And then she continued, Britney's fans have seen her through a lot of pain. She's found happiness, blah, blah, blah. But what I like about this is that she did it publicly and where she felt bad about it or whatever reason, but she also did it privately with them too.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, okay, I'm a good person still, but she reached out to them. And Britney's boyfriend actually responded and said, you're very kind to clarify, but I have no hard feelings whatsoever. See, a little bit of grace.
I love it.
Jokes and misconceptions come with the territory.
Yeah, and I like too that she made sure that there was no miscommunication, no misunderstanding, so that feelings wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. I guess we got to just all be a little bit more aware of the things that we say, and I'm pointing at myself. full disclosure, I'm fully aware that I have probably had to apologize more times in my life than any adult should, but I'm learning.
Okay.
Octavia's taught me a lesson
you
today.
You know what? We're never too old to be learning.
That's right. And the people that you offend should have grace for you, right? Right, Rock? You
that's well.
Yeah, well, it's a two-way street. All right, well, there you go. uplifting way, FM. This is The Wally Show, and men and women are vastly different when it comes to a lot of different things. I mean, so much so that books have been written about it, helping us try to understand each other. And I was reminded about this the other day, and it made me start thinking about the things that, like, women and their girlfriends do that would be really weird if their guy did the same thing with their friends. But it's just totally normal to you. And this happened. Betty Rock was here. Colorado Christian University was doing a story with her because she is a graduate from their Dean's List 2 degrees.
Thank you.
Knocked it out of the park. And so they were here doing a story, and a friend of ours that works with them, Tia, was here, and they were shooting video. And she was like, oh, hang on a second. And she just comes over and starts fixing your hair for you because you're like, I'm a hot mess.
Yeah. And I appreciated it so much. She came over and she was like, oh, your bangs are just off point just a little bit. Let me move them. And here's the thing, too. Tia, I have never met her in person. That was the first time I'd met her in person. But we had been friends over, like, Zoom calls and things
like that. And it made sense you should be able to touch each other's hair.
Totes. Right? Yeah. And I was so appreciative of it. She's looking out for me.
Total difference. Gavin comes over here and goes, hey, let me spike your hair up for you a little bit. I'm going to punch him in the throat. I mean, that's just what's going to happen.
And that's what I deserve. I should never high five, handshake, fist bump.
But that's kind of sad, though, because now you're on your own, and that means your friends are not your friends. They're not looking out to make sure you look your best.
Totally happy with that. Yep. The other thing I noticed with Betty Rock was the other day, I said, oh, you're wearing a necklace. You don't wear a lot of necklaces or a lot of jewelry. Is that new? Why, yes, it is. And she pulls it out, and she's like,
it is.
What was it again?
It's a friendship necklace.
Yes, it was.
That me and Nick Nack share.
Yes, it is.
And it's so cute, too. So it makes a circle. So she has one half of the circle, and I have the other.
Obviously.
So cute.
Duh. And so I'm like, okay, that's another thing.
So do you and Gavin have a friendship bracelet?
No guy has friendship jewelry of any kind.
Like, you should.
No, you shouldn't. And so these are the things. This is what I want to talk about with you, because Betty Rock things were crazy. What are the things, again, that your guy does, or that you and your girlfriend do, that if your guy did it would just be bizarre beyond belief?
And it could be that maybe as a guy you've seen your wife or significant other do something with her friends that you're like, I couldn't do that with my
absolutely
dudes.
Absolutely not. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours on this right now. I'm fascinated to see where this is going to go. I think as men we can learn a lot here today. Point that out. So, Stephanie, what is something in your life?
Well, with me and my best friend, her husband, my spouse, we go to dinner sometimes. She and I will get up and go to the restroom together.
Sometimes? No, every time. Like, there is no sometimes about that.
I guess it would be weird if your husband did that too with his friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. That would be horrible.
You guys are intentional about going to the restroom together. Guys, it happens on accident.
That's like, so true.
And you literally are like, if you start to walk there and you head there at the same time, you're like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go to my car instead. I'm going to go anywhere else.
You have to have a bathroom buddy. And you do this so the conversation perhaps can keep going.
Once again, no conversation is had in a men's room. None.
That's right. Ladies got to stick together.
And this is why we're different, and this is why you guys are great, and why I never want to be a woman. So, Carla, what do you think about that?
Well, when I am on the phone or I'll text a friend or whatever, I'll usually end the conversation with, I love you or love your friend or something like that. My husband or my boys that are grown, none of them do that.
Yeah, I have seen my daughter do this. I've seen my wife do this all the time. And it's something that I can say that I've done very rarely with a friend.
You have? Well, I didn't even think there was a chance.
No, it would be like after like a serious conversation, you know, not just like a Wednesday and you're meeting at Chili's for lunch, you know, okay, love you, see you there. No, it's like, dude, we just went through something really heavy and like, man, I love you, man. Thank you for being there as my friend.
Aww. Yeah. Was that you and Gavin?
No, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and because I think Gavin needs this. I love you, Gavin.
I was good, actually.
We had this conversation on our Facebook page, and you can follow along. Just go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. But Donna said, there's a big difference in how we greet each other. So girls come to each other, they hug, and they say sweet things like, oh, I've missed you. While guys will insult and punch each other.
Oh, yeah. So, Cindy, what is something you and your girlfriends do that if your guy did it would be weird?
Well, we kind of help each other out with our clothing if we're perhaps wearing something that looks the best on us, we'll let each other know, and that includes the undergarments.
I can tell you this. I have never commented on another man's boxers or briefs or his choice of either. And I never will.
Well, I'm specifically talking about, you know, the balcony area on the girl.
The balcony area. I love that, Cindy. I'm going to use
that. I've never heard that before. Nicely done, Cindy.
And I think, Cindy, a lot of the reasons why we as women do this is because we feel self-conscious in what we're wearing. And it helps if we hear another woman say, you actually look fantastic in that. It makes you feel good.
It does. And, you know, you want them to have your back, so you want to have their back.
Right.
I have done this in a store with a woman before that I did not know. Random lady. I wanted to just be one of the ladies. Uh-uh. And so she was trying on shoes and she was going back and forth between these two shoes. And I just walk up to her and I go, look, I know you're debating which pair to get. They both look fabulous on you. And she was like, oh my gosh, really? I'm like, yes, really. And then I think as I walked away, just to clarify, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm married. This isn't weird.
Yeah,
get both pairs.
Yes.
I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home. And get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I've always been a big fan of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies.
Oh, I am too, actually. A little scary, but still great.
I love the idea of rich people and scientists teaming up to bring back prehistoric creatures so that we can go to the greatest zoo in the world. Like, no danger involved whatsoever.
Sure, no one could have ever seen the problems coming.
No.
And the fact that I think we still aspire to this today, after we've seen the movie, we've seen the warning!
Right? Apparently, people aren't heeding the warning of this movie, as there is a firm that has currently raised $15 million to bring back the woolly mammoth back from extinction.
All right, I'm glad they chose the woolly mammoth. It's like a hairy elephant.
Right, but do they eat people or are they just a herbivore?
They're herbivores.
Yeah, they're herbivores.
Oh, okay, well that's a good one to bring back then.
Yeah, like saber-toothed tiger, I'm going to be a little skeptical
of
that. And maybe even pterodactyl, because I saw what they did in Jurassic
Park
World.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was World. Yes.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was terrifying.
But the woolly mammoth, I think we could all get on board with
that. Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to start by making an embryo hybrid of an elephant and a woolly mammoth. So they're going to take that DNA and combine that.
Have mammoth DNA?
They do. Like, they've taken that, I think, from the actual, like, fossils and bones that they've discovered. They predict that they can achieve this within 6 years.
No.
What?
Really?
So by, 2028, we could be seeing the first little baby woolly mammoth.
That is kind of oddly creepy, but cool, too. Yeah.
Well, and also, too, if you think about Jurassic Park, they got the DNA from the mosquitoes, remember? Because they were, fossilized or whatever. It was the same thing, guys!
I know. The writing is on the wall, but we're still maybe it could be great. Maybe it'll be different this time. Maybe someone won't abuse it, you know? But it will. And we're going to end up running for our lives. So, awesome! 7 years to worry about it. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad come in and kind of share a little bit of what's going on with the prayer wall. The prayer wall is at wayfm.com, where you can post prayer requests and have people pray for you. You can pray for them and get notified when people are praying for you. It's a really cool thing. You can take advantage of it there and be part of it in either capacity, but he is monitoring it constantly and kind of brings us some of the stuff that's going on. What do you got, Chad?
Yeah, Elizabeth wrote in about her son this past week saying, my 10-year-old son is really struggling with some extreme anxiety. So it was a short prayer request, but it was one that kind of stood out because at first watch, I'm a father of five, and sure. I'm like 10-year-olds with anxiety. Like
I never knew that as a kid or as an adult, and then you find out later, oh yeah, my kid was really struggling with stuff.
Yeah. And so, I mean, at least this kid is in some way letting the parent know that they're anxious, where many kids are probably dealing with this and we don't even know. So, kudos to Elizabeth for knowing and having a focus on her kid right now.
Sure.
But we tend to find certain prayer requests and write them back, just trying to encourage them. And so as I was just thinking about Elizabeth this week and praying for her, just thinking, how would I encourage someone who's dealing with a kid with anxiety? And so I just came up with three things. Number one, I thought, asking more leading questions to our kids, because maybe we don't know. So asking questions, not just, are you anxious? Are you worrying about anything? But asking questions like, hey, what about your day? Would you change? Or what was there a person in the day that really made you feel sad today or something?
Yeah, did such and such make you feel really dive down into that? Yeah.
So getting into their lives a little bit more than just addressing the anxious part. But number two, I've been just really convicted of trying to point them to Jesus. And so how would we think or act, or how would Jesus think or act in this situation of anxiety? I think as a pastor and as other Christians, it's easy to go to other scriptures like Philippians 4 and say, be anxious for nothing.
Right.
And that's a great scripture passage. But for a kid, maybe that's not going to translate. Like, it's like me telling my wife, don't be sad or don't worry.
Right. Yeah. Good luck.
It doesn't work for her, and it's not going to work for my kids. So pointing them to Jesus and saying, hey, remember that time in Matthew 8 where Jesus was in the boat with his disciples and they were really anxious. They were really worried because the storm was coming upon them. What happened? Remember, Jesus calms the sea. And I love I just read it again this morning, Matthew 8:27. The disciples come back and they ask this question, who is this man? And I think that's just a great thing, that as we point our kids to Jesus, they're going to be more inquisitive about who Jesus is and dive deeper into him as well. And number three, I just said, let's give them tools to overcome the moment. So number one is, even in the midst of the tools, could be just simply helping them to remember. Sing songs that you hear on Way FM.
Right.
Those are great songs to help in our troubles.
They're good reminders because they have the truth of God and scripture all throughout them. And I think sometimes meditating on that or reciting that until it becomes truth in your mind is definitely a good thing. And that's why we do this every day. That's why we have the prayer wall. And Pastor Chad, you can take advantage of that. And hopefully, if you have a kid that's struggling with this or you know somebody that is, some of these points can help you guys navigate some of that. And that's why we do this. Thank you, Chad. You're the best, brother. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And yesterday, Betty Rock and I were part of something that I will never do again, honestly. It sounded like a funny idea on the surface, but it was called Sing and Sip. You can see the whole video at wayfm.com/Wally. We did a Facebook Live with it where we had to sing some lyrics and then stop. And there's songs we play, and if the other one could finish the lyrics, they won that round. But if they could not, they had to take a sip from straws in mystery liquids. And I can tell you, as someone that has a gag reflex, I did not enjoy this at all.
You did not do well when it came to going to the lyrics, getting the lyrics right.
You did better than I did. I honestly, I was shocked. I told somebody, I said, I don't think she's going to do as well as I did. You kept pulling things out to the scarily so last minute, to the point where I think someone was feeding you answers.
No, I just know these things. I pay attention to the songs that we play.
I guess you'd think you'd see it manifest in your life more, but I guess not. No, I was impressed with how well you did. So it ended up, we both ended up sipping some pretty disgusting stuff.
Yeah, like I think you definitely got the worst.
I did get the worst.
An egg yolk.
Yep.
That was pretty bad.
A, I don't like eggs anyway. B, I might have salmonella now. Yeah, I do. I don't feel good today. I should have taken today off.
Got a tender tummy.
My stomach hurt from gagging so much yesterday. It was really bad. It is funny though. People have said it's one of the funniest videos they've ever seen us do. And this one guy Mark brought up that he saw the dog collar shocking of me years ago, and he's like, actually rivals that. Like, oh,
whoa, that's a big deal.
Because up till this, that was the worst thing we had ever done that I would never do again. Now I have two things.
That's very true. So I want to want to make a little bit of a correction there. It's actually just at our Facebook page.
Oh, sorry. Thank
so
you.
If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see it there. If you follow us on Facebook, you can see it there. You can comment on it and like it. There's a good chance we may do other things like that. But also, when you text the word Wally to 91979, that way you won't miss out on things like this and see Wally dry heave at ridiculous things.
Betty did too, though. Betty did some like hands in the air, running circles like a chicken.
I got soy sauce.
I know.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Just...
You got a liquefied chicken.
Oh, that's a terrible way to put it.
Yeah, that did not help any. I'm still, okay, it's coming back. All right, you can check it out on our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show with a little good news giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better because the regular news can be a little dark. Gavin, good news giddy up. Go.
There's a dog named Lollipop.
Oh, I love it already. And you can stop there.
I know. Well, I won't. There's a cat named Sashimi.
Oh, so cute.
They teamed up to break a record. Their owner trained them to ride a scooter together. It's so cute.
No, he did not.
And they recently set a speed record of 5 meters or 16 feet in under 5 seconds. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Aww, yeah, how cute. So who cute. Had, oh, well, someone's got to put their foot down.
So they both actually have their, so you have the cat first, puts his little paws up on the scooter handles, and then the dog's behind him, and he's the one pushing.
Yeah, I cannot.
With one leg. It is
amazing.
I cannot.
That is absolutely one of the cutest things you'll ever see. Speaking of cute, there's a 101-year-old lady in Maine named Virginia. She works on a lobster boat still. Like, she's not just greeting people sitting in a chair at Walmart. She is, lobster fishing. No plans to retire. She's been doing this since she was 8 years old, and the boat she works on was actually named after her by her late husband. Yeah, and so she's still out there doing it. And the crazy thing is, she works with her son. Her son is out there with her. Her son's 78.
They could both be retired.
Yes, they both should be.
World?
But they're still doing it. I respect that. I love the work ethic, and it gives you purpose. So, and it also gives me lobster. Lady Rock, what you got?
Dr. Lawrence, he is going viral for the way that he announces positive IVF test results with a special phone call. So when he finds out a patient of his is pregnant, him and his staff will do this.
You're pregnant!
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so sweet?
That
you get that
sweet.
Phone call and they tell you, you're pregnant. That's great.
What if you're not? Are they like, you're not!
This
sorry,
is good news, Gideon.
Sorry, I got
good
lost.
News,
I got lost for a minute. You're right. You're pregnant! So good. There you go. That's your good news, Gideon, for today.
Came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and it is Friday, and we love Friday around here because we get to get out of our cramped studio and pile into a time machine, which is also cramped.
And stinky.
And stinky, that's Gavin.
Oh.
We then go back in time, but we don't do this alone. We have a pilot that takes us back in time, and today that is Eric. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
I am really good, man. Everybody good? Betty, you good?
I mean, it could be a less stinky here.
Okay, man. Gavin, you good?
Well, I'm feeling stinky, so.
Okay, well, we're all feeling that. So, Eric, your job is to take us back in time. What song are we going back in time to relive?
I wanted to hear the song Hallelujah by the Orange County Supertones.
Ooh, OC Supertones, a little ska in our lives. When ska went away, I was sad. I was sad for band geeks because finally, like, kids in high school band got out and could be in rock bands. Mm-hmm. It was so great for them. Mm-hmm. And then ska went away, and it's like, oh, now I'm teaching band again, you know? And so did you ever play an instrument, like a trumpet or anything?
I did, actually. I played trumpet in band in high school, so.
I could tell.
Did it get you any girlfriends?
No.
Not really. No.
Yeah. Had you said yes, we would have known you were lying anyway, Eric. So there you go. OC Supertones, Hallelujah. Why'd you pick this song?
I picked that song. It just kind of takes me back. I've just been newly saved, and I just trying to find some kind of music that I thought I might like. Just remember searching through the used Christian section in this place, and I found these two CDs, the Orange County Supertones Chase the Sun and Supertones Strike Back. So I bought them on a whim, not having a clue who or what they were. And I've kind of fallen in love with that style of music, and it's brought me closer to my faith, too. So.
Yeah, connected you back to your trumpet playing days, too. So, Betty Rock, what do we got to set the time machine back to?
We're going back to when CDs were cool, 1999.
Yes, yes.
Nice. So 1999 was when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the TV show, debuted.
No, that seems like, wow, I can't believe it's that old.
And the hot toy was Furby. Do you remember those?
Oh, I remember Furby,
the creepy little robot furry things?
Yeah. Well, speaking of creepy little furry things, Eric, thank you so much. No, I'm kidding. That was a bad segue. That was a bad segue.
That's... I do have a beard. It's furry. No.
All right, so I'll accept your apologies. I might have been right. So, Eric, we are going to go back in time now to OC Supertones 1999, Hallelujah, on Flashback Friday. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While most studies will show that people become content with life and relax more as they grow older, the opposite can be said for football quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a rock star, man.
Yeah. So in the past, the athlete suggested he would play till he turned 45. And he's 44 right now.
Okay.
So he's getting up there. But in a recent interview, it sounds like that's not going to happen. He thinks he could actually go longer. So, in a recent interview, he was asked if he could make it to 50 playing football, and this is what he had to say.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state, so I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Wow.
My goodness.
I can't even imagine, because I mountain bike, and I've fallen a few times. And the older you get, the ground hurts more. And like the amount of punishment his body takes in getting hit, I just can't even imagine it in my 40s or 50s being like at that level.
Right, right. I'm sure. And he even said that if he can do it, this would make him the record holder for the oldest NFL player.
There it is.
But it's currently being held by George Blanda, who played till he was 48.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. See, Tom Brady, he already has the most Super Bowl rings, I believe, of any quarterback.
Yes.
And so now he has yet one last record to break before he breaks a hip is going to be this record. And he could do it, man, as long as you have the right people protecting you, right, Gavin?
Yeah, he's got a really good offensive line. He's still one of the top, 10 quarterbacks in football. And I think what he said in the past, he spends over $1 million a year on health-related stuff. So
what?
He puts that money that he makes back into his health.
Okay. He's actually the one we did a story on once where him and his wife,
Giselle,
buy healthy candy. Yep. So do you remember this? They had like M&Ms or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Or Skittles. I don't remember what it was. But it's the healthy version. So they're dyed with like beet juice and spinach juice.
Yep. Yeah.
To get that green and that red color.
Good for him. He can play football a lot longer, but he's certainly less happy than I am. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And there are times when my wife looks at me and just shakes her head after I've said something. And it seemed like totally logical to me. But then she just doesn't see things the way that I see things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's men and women in general. And truth be told, breaking guy code here, we don't always think everything through. Sometimes we just say things or we just react.
Yeah.
And you wish you could take it back, but it seemed logical in the moment.
Well, that's exactly what's going on with this guy who is going viral because he brought an Xbox. An Xbox that you play games on.
Video game that you decompress from work on.
Right.
Yes.
To the delivery room while waiting for his baby to be born.
This guy's a genius.
No. No,
really?
He's not a genius.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Rob. They could be 24 hours, you know, till she finally decides to have the baby.
She decides. I see.
Like she's holding out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And like you, like everyone's attending to her. Like, hey, what do you need? What do you need?
They've got like they should.
They got monitors on her. If she needs ice chips, she needs anything.
Right.
What do you need? But the guy gets left out. So he's like, look, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be in the way. You don't need to bring me a sandwich. I'll just play my game. I'll just be over here.
No, let me know when you need me. No, because here's the thing. If she's in pain, he needs to be in pain with her.
If he's losing in his video game, he feels that pain.
Oh.
See?
You're walking a thin piece of glass, my friend.
I love your mixed metaphors.
But it gets my point across.
Yes, it does. So, yeah, I'm just curious, okay? So, obviously, women are like, this guy is a knucklehead. Guys are like, he is a trendsetter and a genius. And so, I'm curious if there's anything that your guy, your husband said during either your pregnancy or the delivery, something he said or did that just baffled you as a woman, okay? And I'll let you know if he was right or wrong. As a guy, I'll be like, yeah, he was totally right.
I'm going to guess that he's definitely wrong.
And I'm going to guess he's definitely right.
I don't have to hear the story.
So we'll
he's
debate
in the
it.
Wrong.
We'll debate it right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Nicole, what is something that your husband did during your pregnancy or delivery that just baffled you?
Okay, so our first baby, I am a nurse, so that just kind of sets the precedent for that. And I wanted to have a natural childbirth. My mom did it. I wanted to do it. I went through all the classes. So we go to the hospital, and I'm trying my best to not have an epidural, right? And so I'm asked for my husband watching baseball or something on TV to come sit with me. And he literally looks at me and said, well, I mean, you kind of knew this was coming.
What? What?
You are a nurse, in his defense.
I mean, I literally just said, are you serious right now?
Nicole, did he see the error in what he had said? Did he apologize?
No, he didn't see the problem.
Uh-uh.
Then it gets bad because 12 and a half hours later, you know, you can't go that long with your water broke. So they come in and start talking about having a C-section. So I'm super emotional. And he just jumps up and he's like, yeah, let's do this. I'm like, no.
He's a problem solver, too. I love it. He's cool in a crisis, and he is a problem solver. Oh, you got a good one there, Nicole.
Yeah.
Brooke shared on our Facebook page. She said, my husband wanted to get a puppy right before our son was born since, quote, I would be home all day to train it.
Yeah, and you don't have much else going on. You know, you are taking this time off from work. So, yeah, I totally get that logic. Lori, what is something that your husband did or said that just kind of left you baffled?
Okay, so we had four daughters. I had them all natural, no pain medicine, no epidural. So on our fourth daughter, I had a very complicated pregnancy. It was very challenging just to get her here on this earth. It was a really special time. It really was. But toward the end, now remember, I don't have any epidural, no pain medicine. It's getting very intense.
And my husband was being very attentive and so, so sweet, holding my hand, trying to talk me through it, except he kept saying towards the end with each contraction, oh, he's like, just cherish it, just cherish it. It might be your last contraction. And so about the third or fourth time of him saying that, I just thought, yes. Like, I'm about to give you something to cherish. Like,
yeah, if anyone's going to need pain meds here in a minute, it's going to be you, sir.
Yeah, we had this conversation on our Facebook page. Amanda said, we went to the hospital. They said it would still be a long while, so we got a hotel room nearby. And I was having contractions, and I guess I got kind of loud because my husband turned to me and asked if I would be quiet because he couldn't hear the TV.
Oh, well, my word.
I mean, that is polite. He asked. He
no!
I bet he asked nicely. Lisa, what is something that your husband said or did during your pregnancy that was baffling to you?
With our first child, he said, can I finish this movie first? And the only reason that's crazy is because we got there and I delivered within 2 hours. So no, my husband did not have time to finish the movie.
What was the movie he wanted to finish?
You know, it was so long ago that I don't know. I certainly wasn't watching the movie. I was having contractions and in pain.
I think to make it right, you should have at least named your child after the movie that he wanted to see. Even if it was like Cruella, you know?
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.